What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
All right.
You went with the wired jaw scat.
I just said to myself, what if I scatted with my teeth clenched? Yeah. What would happen? Because we've had 270 shows without the teeth clenched.
The best part, and I don't know if this makes it on the video or not, is seeing Andy have the thought.
Yeah.
Start giggling to himself. That was the best.
I was going to try to keep a perfect smile during it. Like almost a ventriloquist scat. Mm. Do, 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 do. But it wouldn't. It would have been way worse. Welcome into the Spitballers. Would you rather? That's a great question. And a special Battle Royale draft for you today. Happy to have you with us. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends and family. And anybody you know that enjoys laughter and happiness and joy and a distraction from anything heavy and sad.
And loves education and learning
from wise,
really important life skills and historical facts.
From men with several honorary doctorates, probably.
Yeah, many degrees, like the deodorant.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to kick it off. You can follow the show at SpitballersPod over on Twitter/X, and you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd appreciate it. Follow the show wherever you're listening. Here we go.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Oh, no.
Have every sneeze stop right before it triggers.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Or every time you sneeze out a giant snot ball.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, hold on. You're saying you've never done that?
I'm not saying I've never done that. I'm saying, how is this a question? I mean, if every... okay.
How is this a question? I am taking the snot ball.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Because a non-satisfied sneeze
is
no relief at all.
It's awful.
I agree
it
that
stays
I would
with
prefer
you.
To just have a normal... If normal sneeze
this
was
isn't
the third
game
option,
of prefer.
We would all choose that. But you're telling me that the... okay, it didn't happen.
You know,
that
never.
That is worse than...
Yeah. Yes. Way
you
worse.
You never sneeze again. You'll never sneeze.
That's good news.
No,
sneezing helps.
No, it's not, because you will still get the feeling that you have to sneeze, and you will never...
It will
the sneeze
expel.
Will never get out.
You want to know what I won't have?
A snot ball?
A bunch of snot. I mean, you're choosing. But
I'll cover
your face.
I'll bring a hanky with me.
I don't need a hanky.
I know, but you'll need therapy
and counseling.
You'll be a weird guy because you'll be going.
Yeah.
See, if this was if the question,
Anyways, you were.
If the question was, you have the unfulfilled sneeze every hour on the hour, or every time that you do normally regularly sneeze.
I was gonna say, you don't sneeze that much.
You have a big snot bubble, then maybe there's a debate. But I don't sneeze that much. I don't want a snot bubble.
Now, you've been sick before, though, where you get like a lot of sneezes.
Yes.
And that would be tough.
That would. Which one would be tougher, Andy?
And you'd want the snot out of you at that point.
But which one would be tougher? If you're sick
that
and
many
you got
snot
the
balls?
Sneezes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of how getting sick is. You have a bunch of snot rags everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm already covered in phlegm.
Plus,
you're covered in phlegm?
When I'm sick, yeah.
To be
you're
fair,
sick, you cover yourself in phlegm?
I'm fully on Mike's side because I also think I would...
That's right, Jay.
I think I would have a new world of like kind of like designer hankies that I would start buying, and they'd be a collection of hankies, and I'd bring them with me everywhere.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the middle of a crazy sandwich.
Gentlemen used to carry a hanky everywhere we went.
That is true.
I still know a person or two that does that.
Why? Yeah. And, well, he knows people over the age of 75, right?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, of course, because people don't do that. Do you want to know why people don't do that?
Hold on. Who carries a hanky?
I don't want to say.
Yeah. Don't need to put them on blast.
Hold on. If
it's said, not me. I mean,
I'm saying if said person carries a hanky with them, then talking about them should be no problem.
They will turn. It's not I'm. As, they will turn 80 years old this week.
Okay.
Exactly. And do you want to know why people stopped carrying a hanky with them?
Why is that?
Because they realized that when you snort into a handkerchief, it's disgusting.
It
and
is
you shouldn't
real.
Do it around people.
Yeah, but you can fold it.
And then put it back in your pocket.
Yeah.
No.
You've never taken a Kleenex, wiped the nose a bit, and then put it back in your pocket?
Not once that I can ever remember.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I've done that.
That's a bold-faced lie.
I can't remember ever saying, here's my, like, post-snot hanky.
So you just waste trees.
Sure. I'll burn down the forest. I'm not putting my snot in my pocket. You two are psychopaths.
And then you got to launder the snot rag.
Oh, gross. Snot, might as well put snot my poopy really, underwear in the washing
snot
machine.
Snot is really gross. When my wife and I got married and we decided to have kids, we had kind of like made a pact that she's like, you have to handle everything with snot because snot grosses her out. And then I'm like, well, then you have to handle everything with vomit because I like...
Oh, that's
I'm a, like a sympathetic vomiter.
Yeah, it's a good deal for you.
Yeah, so we made
I
that pact.
I still would agree. I'm anti-snot, but I still agree that's a pretty good deal
How
for
about,
you.
How about, so if every time you sneeze...
You vomit?
You vomit out your nose or you snot.
Oh, I'm sure Mike would love that one. He's all into these...
The biggest handkerchief you've ever seen.
No, I am just the...
Just carry around a bucket with me, man.
The getting into, like, your body starting the act of a sneeze and then it shutting down is... to me is just so horrific. I like every my whole face starts tingling and it's not
give
a,
me your sneezes per week average like if you
oh,
could go
I
on the
no
on the watch you know yeah the yeah. Apple Watch tracks stuff if it was telling you how many times you sneeze which by the way you should be able to do that
track
I
sneezes?
Don't know that it would be able to track sneezes
yeah your whole body convulses with a sneeze you should be able to pick that up
it's like I'm sorry were you sneezing
just ask you every time
Papa Josh is with us.
Well, he's old and disgusting.
Papa Josh
so.
Said four per day is the number that comes to mind.
That seems high.
I would say once a week.
Yeah, that's it feels
no.
feels in between.
I don't sneeze more than once a week I'm sick.
I'd say and maybe an average of once a day.
Mike's a once maybe. A day kind of guy. Al?
If you average it out, I'd say about once a day. I don't do it every day, but when I do, it might be two or three sneezes in a row. Yeah,
that is fair.
Raise your hand if you're on allergy medication, though. I bet you that makes a difference.
So, Jason, do you get the multiples?
I'm a double.
You're
a double
sneezer. Time?
Two okay. sneeze every time.
You're a three-time?
I'm a three-time.
Oh. My son has a problem.
Ooh. Okay. No, unrelated to this.
Soup's related to this.
Okay.
My son has a problem, an issue
okay.
that is...
That you want to talk about. And we're here for you.
I think he's okay with me putting this issue on blast because he knows about it. This is, you can't hide it. He is insanely, upsettingly allergic to vehicles, to being inside
of
every time he.
Now, wait a minute.
When I take him to school in the morning,
okay,
he gets in the car. Sometimes we make it to school. No problem. Great. But if sneeze one happens, it is 20 more sneezes, and he...
Okay, that's impressive.
And it just goes for so long where the whole car, the rest of everyone in the car is like, it's not his fault. He can't control this. Okay, it's getting a little...
I have...
Okay,
stop it.
Don't you dare sneeze again.
I got a follow-up. Does this happen when he's in other people's vehicles?
I really don't know.
Are your vehicles in the sun?
I don't usually. Well, I mean, we drive. We don't drive in the night.
Well, I'm saying.
Well, the sun is a sneeze causer.
Okay.
I have heard that.
We've got
that.
This corner at our church where every time we go around the corner, every time, right into the sun, my son sneezes on the spot.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he needs to drive with an umbrella. You know, just in the car.
Or give him a eye mask.
You ever given him sunglasses?
I have. I got him really nice sunglasses once on a vacation.
And it didn't stop the sneeze?
He lost them at the first. We went straight to lunch, left them there.
Oh, wait, hold on. You bought a child nice sunglasses?
We were on.
What were you doing?
We were on.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Okay, we were on vacation on a cruise. This is like we're on an island, a fancy island.
We're on a fancy island. That was the part.
Okay, well,
that was the part.
We're more and more relatable, Jason. Keep going.
My point is, there was no other options of buying some Circle K cheap sunglasses here. And we were at this place. He needed sunglasses. He tried them on. They looked nice. They just happened to be a little bit expensive, more than I would get my.
Were these Maui Jims?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh no!
Yeah,
Jason.
Yeah,
you bought a giant.
Yeah. How did you know? I don't think
because
you were a mark.
Because that's the new fancy when we were a kid it was Oakley's.
Mm.
Now older people, especially the Maui Jims.
So it's the first time I've ever really seen him wear sunglasses, and they looked so good on him. We go to lunch immediately.
Instantly gone.
Immediately go to lunch. That's the first place we went. We left that lunch, and he's not used to having sunglasses. He left them there.
Yeah, done.
So I have not bought him another pair of sunglasses.
Oh, and based on my Googling, those are not cheap. real quick question, by the way. If you have one episode of sneezing.
I was trapped on a fancy island.
We've all been there. You get it.
Or as I call it, Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, if I had three sneezes consecutively, that doesn't count as one sneeze. That's three sneezes.
Correct.
I think that for your average, that
would
be.
So that means if I sneeze, if I have an episode once a week, but it's three sneezes, then I average three a week.
Yes.
Just all in one chunk. Mm-hmm. Have you had sneezing attacks?
My son has.
Because I've had 10 minutes straight where I sneeze
I've had
10 straight minutes. And you feel like you have been put through the laundry machine.
Yes.
At the end of it, you're just like, you're tearing up.
It's like a car crash.
You're crying.
What was that all about?
Yes, yes, he was one of those. All right, so Mike and I were on the side of satisfying sneezes with snot rags.
If we tweet this question out, this has to be 90-10.
No way, man.
I don't know where it'll go.
Right, well, let's ask the deucers.
I don't know where it'll go.
The deucers are everyman. Would you rather be able to sneeze ever again, or do you want the snot ball, or do you want the no snot ball?
That's tough. I think you got to take the snot ball.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
90-10.
All right, go ahead.
I'm taking the snot.
Yeah.
I didn't say which side. I didn't say which side was 90-10.
All right, here's our next would you rather question. Would you rather have to respond with meh anytime somebody asks your opinion, or have to shout your answer at the top of your lungs? So, Jason, what did you think of that movie you saw last night?
Meh. It was okay.
I think you get to stop with meh.
I think you have to stop with
meh. Just,
meh.
So your wife comes out. How do I look?
Meh.
Meh.
Or, Jason, what did you think of that movie last night?
It was so good.
Oof.
Yeah, it's meh.
That's a lot.
Movie is meh. Your outfit is meh.
People will stop asking you questions, right, when they know that that's the only answer you give to stuff.
Also, I mean, obviously you have more tact and stuff, but sometimes you're going to have a negative answer. So you, how do I look right now? You look bad!
Right, because you have to yell it.
It's not a just only positive answers you have to shout.
That's a good point. I mean, anywhere.
Sir, you looked better!
Sir, do you think you should have been speeding? No, I definitely should not have been speeding!
Anyone yelling is just, that's too much. The only place to yell is at a sporting event.
YouTube.
Or if you're just recording a YouTube video, then you have to yell everything you say. How do people not watch YouTubers yell and just see right through it? I don't understand how people can watch these and be like, totally sucked in. They're so excited about this average, ordinary, not that special thing they're doing.
Well, Jay, they added a new block in Minecraft.
Oh my God.
It's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
It's and it works. That's the most upsetting part is it works. These kids are sucked right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but I think we're all with the meh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meh.
Yeah.
Would you rather have to spoil the plot to every movie?
Oh, man, what a monster.
Or insult every person's musical tastes.
These are both terrible.
Oh, man. I feel like I can insult people's musical tastes both with tact and without tact, depending on the person. You know, if I'm friends with them, I don't mind insulting their taste. I don't mind insulting my friends. Is that really that big a deal? Now we can just have a debate and I can tell you why you're stupid.
Insulting versus disagreeing are different. Like, I feel like most of the time people, I don't think many people agree with my musical tastes, but it's like, they're not like telling me why mine are bad. They're just like, oh no, I like this type of music.
Do you like country?
I'm fine with it.
You are such a stupid idiot.
See? Now that I've heard.
I was fine with that.
That one I've heard with country.
Yeah,
you expected.
That felt fine. But alternative was what? If I'm
spoil movies.
Oh god.
How can you do that? How can you, I mean, to me, if someone insults my taste, I don't think I care. Maybe I do. Maybe it will hurt a little bit more than I think when I am personally insulted for my
opinions.
Well,
who do you respect?
Who do I respect?
Because you wouldn't care unless it was someone you respected telling you that.
I respect my father.
Okay. So if your father said...
Wouldn't give two farts.
Yeah. So when someone...
You probably don't respect his music taste.
I don't. Mike's music taste.
You can get defensive or you can just be like, this is a...
Different strokes.
Yeah, you're dumb. You're dumb for saying that I'm dumb.
Yeah, I think I have to take the music one. I'm not spoiling plots for people. I'm not an... That person should go to jail.
Yeah, yes. I mean, and there's no way to come back from it. Let's say you're the receiver of either one of these. Instead of what you're going to do wrong to someone else, which one would you rather have done wrong to me? Insult my musical taste, that's fine. When you insult my tastes, all I learned is that your tastes are bad.
Let me tell you a story about having something spoiled. We had a text chain, Bree, myself, my wife Bree, and myself, and two friends. And we all watched Survivor together.
Okay.
And the text chain was like, you know,
the people you watch with,
yeah,
they know how to text.
They have handkerchiefs.
Yeah. So we watched the show together.
Thank you, Jason.
And the best part was that they sent a message to us and it was the episode had gone that week. And the episode, I mean, if you want to know Survivor, it's very straightforward. It's like the show happens for an hour and one person gets voted off. And guess what? If you know who that person is going to be, it kind of ruins the previous hour, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
And they said, hey, have you watched this week? And I said, no, we haven't. And the very next thing was, can you believe when blank is gone? Because they misread it.
Oh.
And then what I did is I had my phone out and I watched the text delete itself. But I had already read it.
Oh, no. At least they tried.
They did. They tried so hard, and they felt so bad about it.
That's fine. They felt bad
about it. But it was so funny because I had the text open, and I'm reading it, and I'm going, oh, no. And then it just disappears.
But now, like, you remember that forever.
Yes. Oh, I give them such a hard time.
And that person is labeled that. And, like, there was a – we're also in the football world. And I don't know if you guys remember this. I do. Avengers Endgame comes out.
Was that spoiled?
No. And there was a pretty popular running back at that time.
Oh, that's right.
His name was LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
He tweeted the spoiler for the movie, and it had just come out. And it was...
Is he in prison?
It changed my opinion of him forever. Yeah. Of like...
It's so selfish.
Especially, I mean, that movie was... a decade in the making for us comic book nerds. Like this was now going to be the pinnacle of cinema that you've been dreaming about this forever.
Real talk.
And to have it spoiled.
Would you rather have had him steal your wallet from your pocket and leave?
Yes.
Than tell you the spoiler of that movie?
100%.
So, I mean, this is like, because you can't unhear something. There's no fixing it,
yeah,
right?
It's done.
Well, you can get a new credit card.
Once you have, it's... Like, and to be the person who just puts that out there to ruin people's day?
Yeah.
And, like, it's such a weird thing. I mean, accidents happen. Your friend, I get it.
Yeah, that was an accident.
I would remember that forever. I'd be like, hey, remember when you spoiled the show for me?
Yeah.
I remember.
I mean, it's a red letter on you.
Way back in the day. There was once upon a time.
Give him the S for spoiler.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, the Harry Potter books were not all out yet, and people waited in line after years when a new book came out.
Oh, my goodness.
And one of these books, I think I'm okay to spoil Harry Potter at this point, right?
I don't know. There might be kids out there.
Yeah, okay. A
big character dies.
A big character dies in one of the books, okay? And it was a monstrous moment.
Yeah. Mm.
And there was a minivan. I remember watching this video. A minivan. I don't even know how they must have been like first in line and looked to the end. I don't know how they knew it.
So they ruined it for themselves.
The line of people to get the book that they have been waiting on for years was stretching outside the Barnes & Noble, and this minivan rolls down the window, peels out like a hot rod, and was like, this guy dies!
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Right to jail. Forever. Life in prison.
You're such a horrible person.
What?
I think it's one of the worst things you could do.
What a turd. Yeah. What are you even getting from that?
You get nothing.
You get talked about on this show.
You drive off.
No, we just get
that
pumped.
Van is legendary.
Nah.
Do we have time for another one or should we move on?
Let's move on.
All right.
That's a great question.
Hugo from the website writes in.
I'm going to have to stop you right there.
Okay. For Hugo?
I have an update on the poll.
Did you post the poll?
Oh, of course I posted this poll. Because it's ridiculous that anyone would choose a giant snot ball.
I want you to read the wording.
Okay. I will read the wording, which was copy-pasted from our doc.
Okay, that's fine.
Would you rather have every sneeze stop right before it triggers, or every time you sneeze, you sneeze a giant snot ball?
Okay.
My choices were stopped sneeze or giant snot ball.
Okay.
Now, I did put the giant in there, but it was in the question.
Fair.
I did try to weigh it a little bit more towards me. It is disgusting. It is currently, with 500 votes in, 48-52% choosing the snot ball.
All right.
You lunatic, disgusting people are in the lead.
Oh, I'm going to be selling some handkerchiefs to a lot of people.
Good. Who would? What monsters are out there choosing that?
You got a snot phobia?
220 votes in. It was 55-45 in favor of the stopped sneeze. And I was just waiting to see it grow and grow. And then it flipped. And the monsters are winning.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're welcome to the new world. All right, that's a great question. Hugo writes in, says, how long do you think you could survive a zombie apocalypse? Now, I will say this. The zombie apocalypse concept, very popular. Lots of shows, lots of movies, lots of thoughts about yourself, right? We all think we won't be the one eaten first. We all believe in different things. Now, Mike opened my eyes when he was over a few weeks ago.
Okay. Gave you some of my strats.
You gave me some of your strats. Yep. So now I feel like I'm more knowledgeable.
I feel like the first half of this question is runners or walkers.
I was going to stop us and make sure we were on walkers.
Yeah.
Runners I'd never consider for these kind of questions.
Okay, good.
Because they're outlier movies.
Yeah, they're outlier zombies. And
you're all dead.
And the answer is no one.
Right.
No one survives.
How long did you last? 1 minute. 1 minute, that's it.
Yeah,
really fast.
Because all they have to do is get any bite anywhere, and then you're screwed.
Yeah. All they have to do is make me run for 25 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, so walkers.
And then
okay.
I just lay down.
Do they, sidebar, do runner zombies have cardiovascular health or not health?
They're infinite stamina.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter even if they're like a really big zombie.
Well, they're
with bad cardio real life.
Their top speed may be slower, but these things could still sprint infinitely.
I've never seen a zombie.
Right,
that's like
a big chunker. So now you're saying you never seen a bad zombie?
If you watch zombie shows, you see all shapes and sizes.
I'm just thinking, like, this is you're not gonna like this. But in a world where zombies take over,
right?
Some of the most vulnerable would be potentially the handicapped.
Sure. Mm.
So you would have some people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
I personally have never seen a wheelchair zombie go through the transformation and still be stuck in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I think it's
because they would crawl.
Oh, because they get out.
Yeah,
they would crawl.
Right.
They would get out and crawl.
And
there's no way they've got the intellect to use the wheels.
No,
oh my
zombie.
Gosh! See, Mike, but
they're brainless.
I'm going to tell you this.
Mike has his.
I love zombies.
Mike knows everything about zombies in the world, including secret tips to defeat them.
The I believe in Zombieland, they did discuss. I mean, they talked about cardio. Maybe they didn't. I thought like someone was like, you know, the evil, like you trip your friends type of stuff. But yeah, I love zombie movies. And what Andy's talking about is this was brought to light to me from the World War Z book.
Okay.
Max Brooks.
They never thought of this until you mentioned it.
They talked about you go where it's cold. Because, and like real cold.
Really?
Because at least during winter, the zombies will freeze. And they will be physically, they will thaw
they
and
can't
then
move.
Come out there, but there will be a time period where you are actually safe from zombies.
And you get to utilize that time period
yeah, you
to
go
set
eliminate.
Up, you know, whatever fence structure
sure. Well, can't you go,
and protection.
Wouldn't you go eliminate all the frozen zombies too?
You would probably try to find some of them, at least the close ones.
I wouldn't be confident enough that they're frozen.
I guess that'd be a little scary.
And you might want to just use all your energy for...
So I never thought about going up north. That's I mean
that
you have,
that would
survive
been my,
in the north though.
That would have been my first thought.
Yeah, it's not easy.
I didn't think about specifically the
cold.
Yeah,
you just
like,
die from the cold.
Cabin in the woods,
which
less,
is better,
less populated. I would immediately drive north to some cabin in the woods. That you know.
Yeah, you got to at least be up a mountain.
Yeah, and up there
they climb?
I've got a little bit of an arsenal, so I feel like I could at least
talk about your elephant gun.
Yeah, so talking about my. It's a bear gun. Thank you very much.
It's an elephant gun.
Well, it could take down an elephant, but I'm pretty confident it could take care of a zombie, too.
Let me guess. You were stuck on a fancy island, and you had to get well, something.
Just in case he comes across like a 7,000-pound bear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You got to be ready.
Yeah.
My shoulder will be done, but me and the bear
How did
will...
he die? The bear got to him? No.
No. No, his shoulder ripped off his body.
He was blown into the back through the wall.
But, you know, really, and Mike's even brought this up before, I don't think on this show, but if you're good enough to get somewhere and protect yourself from walkers right off the bat, which I believe the three of us are intelligent enough to do that. I think we'll make it.
Through the first, like, beginning part?
Yeah, through exactly. There's gonna be, like, this initial... climax of problem, and then those who overcame that
you
will
think
be
we're
living
getting
in a new normal.
So
I think we're getting
is that
there.
3 months? 6 months?
I think it's 1 month.
Okay.
I think it'll happen
How many
quicker.
Seasons do you survive after that?
That's when the real problem is, which is the people.
Yes.
You're no longer fighting zombies. You've learned how to live and overcome those monsters. The people who live in a zombie apocalypse are who you got to be real
afraid
about.
Are you looking for
about.
The remote area, or are you looking for the abandoned suburban, you know, housing neighborhood?
I mean, I'm definitely going remote.
Because you're
going
to get supplies in the ladder.
If I can't.
Going to the fancy island.
He's going to get all the way to this remote place, but then he's like, oh, crap, I don't have anything to eat.
So I think your best bet is if you can really, truly lock down a store. You know what I mean? If you can find a way to down a Costco.
Okay, so you're going Day of the Dead. Where they Day of the Dead is they lock down the shopping mall.
Yeah, there you go. The shopping mall seems really hard to lock down.
Just go with group.
Versus a Costco.
Yeah.
A Costco
or a dollar store.
dollar store.
I'm just thinking of what you... It's a lot of ground to cover in a Costco. There's no way you'd feel like you had all the entrances covered.
But there's not that many entrances and exits like a mall.
Dude,
a
people can get in there, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm
that
not saying it's going to be easy.
A Costco,
zombie apocalypse,
you could live there forever.
Yeah,
if you had
a long time. I mean, obviously the frozen food's gonna.
Yeah, as long as you have power.
Yeah, you have all the canned goods.
We won't have power for long.
Good point.
2 years.
2 years.
That's
your final answer.
That's a confident man.
2 years.
That is. Oof.
Yeah, is that too much?
No, I don't think so. I
two
believe
years.
In you.
2 years.
I'm trying to think.
I'm
if
not
I can
saying
beat
I'm gonna
that.
Survive. Just a couple years.
Maybe a week.
You're in a week,
dude. You. Yeah.
By self-inflicted?
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to go a year. I think I can make it one.
Well, now
cycle.
I'm feeling overconfident. I didn't mean to. Mike's.
Well, you're not factoring in.
Your knowledge should be able to get you further than a week.
It's not about. You're not factoring in that you have three children.
Oh,
I didn't say they'd survive.
I'm leaving them immediately. When okay. I said I'm driving okay. north, I did not say we are driving north.
If it's
north.
On the table that I've got to go to the store to get milk and I never return.
I assumed we were alone in this situation.
Oh.
I did too.
Okay. If it's me and my family, a okay. week.
So that's where I was like, yeah, maybe a week.
Okay, but if it's just us just me? On our own, yeah. That's where I went with 2 years.
If it's just me, yeah, maybe.
It's like 40 years.
I think I could do okay.
All right, Kinsley from the website, another great question. Are animal crackers a sweet cracker?
I'm going to have to stop you right there, Andy.
Oh, okay.
We have an update on the poll. It has flipped 52.5% to 47.5%. Stopped. Sneeze. We're up to 1,084 votes.
Okay, but you're on, your side
what,
is
my
on?
Side is winning?
Okay.
Thank you, people. Thank you for having – I just want a slight majority who
no,
aren't,
you wanted
who
90
aren't
10.
Awful. I'm willing to just take a W. Okay. I don't need a landslide.
Well, just keep us posted.
I certainly will. All right, continuing.
Kinsley from the website, are animal crackers a sweet cracker or a bland cookie?
Oh,
my initial reaction is the latter.
The bland cookie.
Because I don't think of it's funny because they're called animal crackers.
Yeah, they're not crackers.
They were always a treat.
Well, they're only a treat when they're covered in frosting.
But those are called
those
something
are different.
Different.
Yeah.
They are?
Those, yeah,
animal
those
circus animals.
Circus,
like
yeah. Animal crackers
oh.
are the ones.
Oh,
where
wait. Maybe
the
I'm
box,
not understanding it.
The box looks like a circus.
Okay, no, that is the one I was thinking.
And then they're not
they're
frosted.
The red box, and it's a rectangle, right?
Yes. Oh, mother's circus animals?
those are different.
Those are the pink and white ones, right?
Those yeah. are called sweet cookies.
those are awesome. But, I mean, you could say they're different, but they are the exact same thing dipped in delicious frosting and sprinkles. Like, the inside is the animal cracker.
But just pretend for a second you're not eating one of those.
Okay.
And you're eating one of the animal crackers that came in the box that looks like a circus.
I'm so sad.
And they would be given to you in the back of the car when you were a kid.
Yeah, I'm sad.
And they're really not...
good.
They're not good. They're the thing... like, it's better than not having something.
They were okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but a cracker...
When's the last time you had an animal cracker?
The mother circus animals?
Yeah.
That's not a cracker.
I'm just saying I'm...
You're drinking frosting.
I love those things. I could eat those
okay,
forever.
Okay, no. So the plain ones.
The plain ones? I don't think I've had one since I was a kid. I have self-respect, and I'm a grown-up. I can choose what I eat now.
Well, Papa Josh is coming in hot. Animal crackers are a great
snack.
Well,
of course, Handkerchief Joe.
Yeah, but when you were eating animal crackers, Papa Josh, there were no other treats.
They do feel like the the bit of honey timeline. Like, remember? They come from this. I finally found the picture, and obviously on the podcast you can't see it, but they're like the little containers.
Oh, that's
not
the box I know. Now I got to find my box.
That's kind of the current box, but I know they got a handle. The box has a handle. They are a bland cookie, my final answer.
What's the difference? What's a cracker and a cookie? Oh, Jason found the box. Thank goodness.
Go ahead.
Oh, it is a different box. I found the box that is the one you remember. And now everybody listening at home knows I found you the picture, the photograph that you were looking for.
So, to me, it's a bland cookie because I still looked at it like a treat. Because you know what? I couldn't have one of these boxes every day in the afternoon. I could have crackers every day.
You have to put... if you can't put something savory on top, it's not a cracker.
Yes.
So you're saying
you don't put cheese on these.
You can't put
no.
You
can't
don't put cheese on these.
Because even though
can't
there's
put, like,
nowhere
a little piece
near
of pepperoni on there.
No. Too sweet.
There's not enough sugar in it, but there still is sugar in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like kettle corn. That level of sugar.
Kettle corn has a ton of sugar.
Yeah.
No. I mean, no. No. I'm not talking about caramel corn. I'm talking about like kettle corn.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's like straight up sugar
some,
popcorn.
Some kettle corn is very subtle in the taste.
Hmm.
Not the kind you buy. I would never assume you would buy a subtle.
To be fair, when I have kettle corn, I usually have, I have the powder, the kettle corn powder.
Yeah, that's not
and so
what
then
I
mean. I'm just dumping it and layering it.
Yeah, I like your answer. I think the answer is if you can't put something savory on it, it ain't a cracker.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm seeing? The photo that you found, Jason, actually, it's called the Fisher Price, but it's a game. But it's the exact same box, except the animals are not caged. Was the caging of the animals?
You used to cage them.
Too intense for the Fisher-Price game?
Seems
it's
like
too
it.
Cruel?
Yeah, the old school ones, we really caged them up, and that's what made them taste so good. Domesticated animals always taste better. Right?
It's like lion, polar bear.
Wild dog tastes terrible. Just saying.
Oh.
That's a good point.
All right.
Ooh, I ate horse. That's a big announcement. Oh, that's a big announcement. Because it is illegal in the United States of America.
Okay, well, just now share your story, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, I did some international traveling, and I went to Colombia, and I was at this restaurant, and I've got the Google Translate out on the phone so I can read the menu.
No one had a better – I mean, you were just waiting. It was like you were quick drawing your gun, man. You've been waiting to scream into a microphone that you ate some horse.
Look, I forgot about it until we're talking about eating these caged animals, and I remembered, like, oh, yeah, I fulfilled a lifelong dream of eating a horse. I didn't eat a whole horse.
Did you eat the whole horse?
But I'm looking through, and the phone is translating, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? And
you're reading the menu in Colombia.
Yeah, I'm eating a menu in Colombia.
No, you're reading the menu. Yes.
How hungry do you think I was? Hungry enough to eat a horse?
I ate a menu.
I'm so hungry I could eat a horse, and I did.
Yeah, this goes back a good 20 years now where Jason, he knew that if you ever had the opportunity to eat a horse, he would, and he would talk about it.
The backstory.
The backstory at our former company a long time ago now, this is like 20 years ago.
This is how you start the conversation. Yes.
Well, no, I think people wanted to jump right to the eating horse part. But a long time ago, I was a giant UFC fan. I was like, you know, doing jiu-jitsu. And there was this athlete, Alistair Overeem, who went from this scrawny little dude to this like beefed up, gigantic, steroid-filled monster. And everyone was like, oh, so what kind of roids are you doing? And he's like, no, I promise it's clean. I changed my diet. And I only eat horse meat now. And so I was like, I gotta get me some horse meat.
That's it.
That's it.
20 years later.
You're like a kid watching Popeye.
Exactly. And it's like, whoa, I gotta open a can of spinach. But the problem is, spinach is legal in the United States. Horse meat is not.
Now, they didn't take you out back and let you pick the horse.
No,
right?
No. Okay. Thankfully, this was already done.
Not like lobsters?
But internationally, some countries eat horse. And Colombia, they'll eat horse. Verdict is in. Not good. not good. It is super fatty, super tough. Flavor's good.
Tastes like a horse?
Tastes like a horse. But I can say now, I was hungry enough to eat a horse.
You can also shout it.
Yeah, that's right. I ate a horse.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you did it.
Now the people know. Poll is up to 1,400 votes. Stops Sneeze is still in the lead.
By how much percentage?
52-48.
Okay, but very close.
Too close for comfort.
Would you rather have every sneeze stomp right before? Okay. All right, do we have time for one more, or do we want to draft?
We could do one more.
All right, Anne from Patreon says, are clothes dirty if they aren't stained or smell bad?
Oh, man. This is a great question.
That's a great question.
Because this is that.
Let's say our answer simultaneously, by the way, once you think about it for a second.
Aren't stained or don't smell bad?
If they're not stained and they don't smell bad.
Can we add one more
caveat? Yeah, because this is still a maybe.
So to me, I've got to include and aren't wrinkled. Because to me, like, that is. You know, when you put a shirt on the ground or in a laundry hamper and it becomes wrinkled, to me that makes it dirt.
Okay.
So, but
they come out of the dryer wrinkled sometimes.
Sometimes.
They shouldn't.
There's a pretty distinct floor wrinkle.
Do you guys have wrinkle solutions, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
How do you make, all of our pants come out wrinkled all the time?
Yeah, you get a little, we use a Downy spray, not a sponsor, good product.
Just Downy, you want to sponsor the horse eater?
Yeah. These clothes have been on a horse eater. But there's like a wrinkle spray. So you just spray it a little bit, hang it up, shake it out a little, and you're good.
It works by the time.
Oh, yeah. Works very well.
Pretty chemical intense?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Got a lot of growth.
That spray
is
Downy,
you want to support
it? Show me the link me that, because Josh is saying that's great, too.
Okay.
All right, but are clothes dirty if they aren't stained or smell bad or wrinkled? One, two, three.
No. Yeah.
I mean, what makes them dirty? That's
good work.
Dirty to me is I'm not going to wear it. So would I wear a pair of, would I wear a shirt that isn't stained,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't smell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would.
I would.
I would.
I was thinking there is one other quality
to
a shirt.
I do, and I would. Let's add it in.
There is one other quality to a shirt. Have you ever had a shirt that's too soft?
No.
Too soft?
Because it's like worn.
Mike, you ever had a shirt felt too nice? Felt too good on the body?
You ever slept on a bed that was too comfy?
Those
too soft.
Well, I guess.
What, you ever ate food too delicious? That's a big problem. It's too good.
What do you mean too soft?
Don't ask me what I meant and then go into another bit.
But genuinely, how could clothes be too soft? What does that mean?
What I mean, do you want the answer?
This feels so
I knew good. You didn't want the answer.
It just doesn't make sense. I'm feeling this. Do you feel how soft it is? Put that in the washer a couple times, ruined that.
Ruined gotta rough this up.
You got a Brillo pad? Just all right, okay.
I don't believe you're done.
I'm gonna shut up. What is clothes that are too soft?
Have you ever had a shirt that you've worn too many times for too long, and it's just
before washing it?
No, just in general.
Okay,
just like an old ratty shirt.
Right.
Okay. You're saying it's close to the end of its life cycle.
Yes. Those shirts sometimes. I'm using that. Too soft was apparently the wrong way to describe
they're
it.
They're like getting too thin.
Yes, okay. Because okay. That's what I meant by soft. Yeah. It's like they're so thin.
It's a different word. Yeah, I meant a totally different adjective.
We're done. We're done. We're done. We're done.
Okay, so it's not garbage. Let's add that in.
People wash their clothes too much. Okay. I'm going to say that. They wash them too often.
I will say this. One of the things that I find...
Underwear, every time.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Socks, every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll wear a pair of socks twice if I didn't...
If need be.
Yeah. But what's funny
total,
about
like that's you slept total in uses him, of his socks.
Slept in him, you don't want to change your socks. You're just, I'm ready
yes,
to go.
Yes, no, that's the sleep because you didn't take them off your feet.
Yeah.
There's still one use.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if it spans the day.
They're still
the first use.
That's what I was going to bring up about
and technically,
dirty clothes.
That would work with underwear too.
That's what I was going to bring up with dirty clothes though is like, you know, if I come home after work and I'm going out to, you know, a nice dinner. And so now I've got
fancy dinner.
Yeah, sure. Fancy boy over here going out to a nice steak horse dinner. And I got to like wear, I got to change my shirt. Got to put a collared shirt on or something. When I get home, I feel like that shirt's dirty. Like I need to take it off. I put it in the dirty clothes. But I'm like, I only wore it a couple hours. If I had worn this when I woke up, it was totally fine to wear it for.
Right.
10, 12, 14 more hours,
okay.
And it's not dirty until I take it off. But I wear it for 2 hours, and I feel like I've got to wash this now.
As long as you didn't get like sweaty
sure.
at the restaurant, then it's fine. Hang it back up.
I just think we're not really even with our hours per wash of clothes.
Well, it's hours per wash and also just, you know, the area of your body.
There's no clothes that don't touch some bad area of the body, right? I mean, I guess
we're insulated. The pits are a little insulated with the deodorant, and
I mean, and sometimes you have a good pit day, sometimes you have a
bad
one.
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah, sometimes you got a bad butt day.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's never really a good butt day,
but there's bad butt days.
Well, yes, there's worse.
So then there are good butt days.
Okay,
I mean, that's if fair. It's not a bad butt day, it's a good butt day. that's truth. So far today, guys, I think I'm having a good butt day. All right, you guys want to draft?
Mike can check on them whether you are or not. Yeah, we'll draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, 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 here we are in our infamous Coliseum.
Yeah.
We're ready to have a battle. And we are drafting historical figures to add to our roster, to enter that arena, to battle one another, historical figures from the annals of time.
Yes, and there is a clear 101.
Well, we'll see if there is. I mean, there was a clear 101 for me.
Wait, hold on. The both of you have a clear 101?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if,
what?
If he makes it to me, I'll be very happy.
There's just no way it's the same. There's no way that our clear 101s are the same because...
Because he's taking
I went
ben
to class.
Franklin.
I went to class. And this, I don't remember if you did.
All right. I didn't.
But to me, this is the clear 101. Never lost a battle. Undefeated. Well, historically.
Not my guy.
No, I know. Historically, tactical genius. The greatest fighter by known to many of all time. Conquered most of the world. I'm taking Alexander the Great.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm taking Alexander the Great as number one.
Third on my list. I think it's a very good pick.
Yeah. And I like the record because, you know, he's not going to blow that hot streak in this battle with you guys.
No, but the pressure's on. You know that's what I mean? Like now he's got one more battle.
Yeah, that's what they said about Jordan.
And he lost sometimes.
Not in the finals.
Okay. And he,
is that true?
He was.
Did he never lose in the finals?
Are you kidding
me? He was 6-0.
Okay, good. Good
Welcome
for him.
Welcome to the 90s.
It's been a minute.
But he didn't always make
the
finals.
Dude, this horse meat is not serving you well.
Alexander the Great, Russian? Where is
no,
he? Where is he from?
A Greek.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a Greek?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm way off.
You're thinking of Stalin.
Yeah, maybe. No, no. Okay.
Which is he's available, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not taking him. I don't know if he can fight or not. I will say I'm going similar to you, Andy, someone who I have no idea, Jay.
I know who you're taking. Maybe.
You do? Well, write it down. I'm looking it up, and at his peak, his people controlled between 11 and 12 million contiguous miles.
Changing my answer.
About the area, about the size of Africa. I'm taking Genghis Khan.
Yeah, that's where.
That's the 101?
No, no, no.
Oh, that's just who you thought.
That's a great pick.
That's my number two pick.
Okay.
That's a great pick. When you were going the same route, I thought there was a different guy.
Like Alexander the Good?
I'll end up drafting
Yeah, Genghis Khan, infamous fighter, somehow like, I mean, his tactics are highly questionable. And there's some weird.
Yeah, he's a horrible person.
There's weird. Yeah.
But they all were, man. When I was doing research.
You can't take over half the world and be a good dude.
It's just amazing the quantity of these individuals that existed. When I started looking up historical, like we know who Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan was. But there's another list of about 1,000 men who conquered people in bad ways.
Yeah. And amazingly successful.
Yes.
I've never heard of him until this.
Oh, he only killed 1,000.
Yeah. All right. I'm taking someone, my 101.
Okay.
The 101 on my heart. The 101 that I thought Andy would take.
Oh, I knew who it is.
Yeah, baby. I'm fighting for freedom.
He's taking William Wallace.
Oh, that's right, lads. Get in the... I mean, come on. Your guys are leading armies. But get in the fight next to me, and I'm William Wallace. I'm ripping throats because I don't have my broadsword. I guess we're all going in here just bare knuckles.
There's maybe weapons.
Yeah, right. You can bring in what you got.
Well, of course,
nobody like Jason, who you know, Braveheart lover.
Braveheart's my favorite movie of all time. I had to get William Wallace on my team. I'm thrilled. But now I will admit I am.
He's
fighting.
Not even on my list.
He's on mine.
I will admit. That you guys have great strategists, great minds, that
conquerors, yeah, famous.
I've got a warrior now. I want the mind who is also, I don't know, has just an art to his war.
Oh, he's.
I'm taking Sun Tzu.
I wasn't sure where you guys would have him.
Yeah,
I thought maybe I could sneak him late.
Oh no!
So he's not even. He's just standing in the corner. So,
no, he's still a human.
Yeah,
he's still in the he's scrappy.
He had to have been a great warrior.
Yeah, yeah.
You're taking an author.
I am taking Sun Tzu.
It's not just an author. He's taking the author.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wrote the book on war?
Mike, our job is to diminish his picks.
But it's a good pick. The dude wrote a book called The Art of War that people still use today.
Do you think that at least one person somewhere in a war had it in their hands while they were running across the field?
And took an arrow in the chest?
Yeah, they were like, wait, what do I do next?
Save,
what do I do?
Save me,
quickly turning the pages on the battlefield. When did that book come out?
Looks like, well, I don't know.
let's look that up.
Yeah.
Art of War release dates.
Was there a line?
Come on. Pre-release.
Well, there was
an ebook
in 2014.
sometime between 500 and 430 BC.
Wow, that's a lot longer ago than I thought.
Yeah.
As they say. All right, so Mike, you are back on the clock. Mike
Jason
took William Wallace and Sun Tzu. You have Genghis Khan.
Yep.
And I have one name that I really don't want you to take.
Well, again, I have no idea.
just to reiterate,
I'm going to go with a man who has, he does have a movie that has fictionalized his success. Well, not really a success by the end, but his exploits. But I mean, he was the king of the Spartans, baby.
That's the name.
Leonidas.
Mm-hmm.
Leon, dude, everyone knows the Spartans and their barbaric nature.
Yeah.
Take like, when you have kids, you're like, hey, go survive in the forest, and if you make it back, you can be a Spartan.
You can live.
That is so savage. I don't know if they actually did it, but I choose to believe it.
This is where the draft is turning.
My Leonidas did.
Yeah.
This is where the draft
My
is turning.
My Leonidas rip-kicked a dude in the chest down a big well.
That was endless. Yeah.
Right. That was history.
Also, Leonidas dug that hole.
This is where the draft is changing.
Okay.
Because Leonidas would have been my next pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got two in a row, right?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Okay. I'm going to take David.
The statue guy?
I'm taking David.
Oh, David. No, the Bible. The okay.
Goliath.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so you got yourself a sling.
I'm like, I don't know. What did he do? Was he real?
The statue guy.
The naked David?
We know that the statue is gigantic. We've talked about it.
I am taking David from the Bible.
Okay.
Okay.
With his sling, obviously overcoming long odds.
Sure.
He's going to be on my side with Alexander. And I'm going to combo him, classic combo.
With Goliath?
With Goliath? Oh, man. The team.
Have you ever seen them join forces?
Dude, if you had David and Goliath, that's...
For one night only. former enemies, now friends. David and Goliath.
Oh, man.
Together at last.
That's really funny. But no, I'm not going to do that. Because Goliath showed that he could get beaten by a boy with a sling. So I'm not doing that. However... This is going to be a bit of a departure from where we've gone, but
okay.
I think it counts as a historical figure because this is long enough. Like, okay. It's hard to know.
All right,
what you count.
This will be interesting.
I'm taking.
Was he real?
He was real.
Okay.
He wasn't. He was real bad. I'm taking Jack the Ripper.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, that's a historical.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just figured, you know, we go back long enough, and you know,
I mean,
he did some.
You're going to have to murder in this Coliseum.
Yeah.
I mean,
so why not have one of the best?
He did his murdering under the cover of darkness.
Right.
Not
That's
out
true.
On
Hope
a battlefield.
Hope the lights go out.
Well, I as far as I know, what didn't that Leonidas in 3,000? 300. In that movie, wasn't there some eclipses? I mean, that's when Jack the Ripper will really be.
Well, they
Oh, with the arrows.
Yeah, he said our arrows will blot out the sun. We'll fight in the shade.
Look, I'm taking Jack the Ripper. That is my pick. Jack the Ripper.
Hey, that's... I respect
formerly known as Jack. Later known as Jack the Ripper.
Okay.
Like, I really got it. Guys, people, there's too many Jacks.
Yes.
I really got to have a calling card.
Yes. So I have the trifecta of Alexander the Great.
Okay.
David from the Bible and Jack the Ripper.
All right.
Also, I mean, it's King David eventually.
Yeah. That's fair.
You're not drafting Boy David?
I feel like I have to. I mean,
he's the one that won in battle.
Yeah, you got to go, boy. You go, King.
I get them all.
King.
He was
King David did not have the. He didn't have the aim.
He was a great warrior.
Yeah, there's a story that's much worse than Goliath in there.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know.
Well, speaking of worse, according to a quick Google search, this person is credited with killing, it's a wide margin, so it's funny, but between
1 to 1 million people.
Between 40 to 100,000 people.
40,000?
40,000.
Oh, okay.
I thought
it was 40.
40,000.
It was somewhere between 40 and 100,000 people. We can't count very
just
well.
Tell me when to stop.
How many people have you killed?
Okay,
this
41,
many?
42.
This
stop.
Many?
42. Okay.
42, that was 100,000. He's also the kind of like the genesis, the origin of the Dracula story.
Yes, I know who it is.
His name is about as cool as it gets.
It's pretty good.
Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, yeah.
And that dude,
I mean,
he did some bad stuff.
Man, much like Jack, you're called Jack the Ripper
it's
for a reason.
It's such a good...
How does Vlad do it? Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah.
What do you think he does?
He's going to impale you.
When we have our guys announced at this Coliseum, 100% people will be like, oh, they got Jack the Ripper. And then you counter it with an impaler?
Yeah.
Very strategic move.
Wow.
Hope you have
yeah, I know. I'm
like
looking
that.
At my list. I'm like, man, who's the who's got the savage nickname here? I got one nickname. My nicknames aren't
Frank,
strong here.
Frank the Meek.
All right, what is my team right now? Right now I've got
William
Sun
Wallace.
Tzu and yeah. William Wallace. Okay. All right. Let's go to work here, fellas. This guy came back to me. I'm going. This is very William Wallace-esque. I'm not just looking for leaders. I'm looking for warriors. But I want a warrior leader. Someone who has been a gladiator and fought in Colosseums before. Give me Spartacus!
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean...
He was real?
Yeah,
Spartacus.
All right. That's... News to me. I thought he was just in that movie.
No. There's a lot of extra lore and legend that I'm sure wasn't true, but he was a real military leader and gladiator.
Believe
and
he,
did he ride the...
The chariot?
The chariots?
I hope so.
He believe he led a...
How fast could he go?
He led a slave uprising kind.
I got to think that's what Gladiator was based on.
Could be.
Could be. We don't know. We'll never know. All right, so I've got Spartacus, William Wallace.
Oh, he did.
Sun
no,
Tzu.
Jeremy just put it in there. He led a major slave uprising against the Roman Republic.
All right.
Was killed easily in battle. No, that part isn't true.
All right.
Also, this... while crying,
weeped,
calling for his mother,
and playing the lute. So. All right. Oh, man. Okay, so I got one.
Singing Spartacus.
Spartacus. Not Spartacus. Spartacus.
Look, come on. You know his friends call him Sparty.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I'm playing the lute.
Okay, so I've got Spartacus, William Wallace, and Sun Tzu. I got one left, and I've got, man, I got a list of a lot of people that I would love to have on my team. But I think I am swayed by your guys, the Ripper,
the Impaler.
The Impaler. And I'm going to take
the Great.
And I don't know what this is, but I'm going to take the Hun.
Oh, Attila the Hun.
I'm going to take Attila the Hun. The barbarian ruler. I mean, you got a barbarian. This guy was a barbarian.
From the Huns.
Yes. How did he kill you? With the Hun. He give you
honey.
Yeah.
So Attila the Hun. All right. It's a good pick.
All right. So I'm back up.
You are back up. You have your final pick.
Sweet. So my team currently, let me pull this up real quick. Genghis Khan, Leonidas, Vlad the Impaler. All right. I will go.
This is going to be a brutal Coliseum.
It really is.
Just wait till I get done with my next pick.
Oh, that's exciting. Man, I've got a couple that I want to get. I'm going to go this direction. I think she got burned at the stake eventually. But,
yeah.
But you know what? Okay. I'm taking Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's on the list.
Like
inspiring.
Like the lady's just so BA that she's out there fighting back at a time where you're like, no, you can't fight.
It's and she cray,
only
cray. She cray. She go.
And Joan of Arc was just dominating.
Very good pick.
All right.
Love it. All right, so you have Genghis
Khan.
Oh,
Jeremy, you had all these ready?
I did.
A French heroine and military leader, Joan was known for her inspirational leadership and prowess in combat. During the Hundred Years' War, was she eventually burned at the stake? Am I remembering that right?
I'll find out.
The past is tough.
Man, I really do think that's
even
right.
That
option.
Is correct. May 30th, 1431, Joan of Arc was burned at the stake.
That's brutal.
All right.
That's what it took to take her out, though. That's how awesome she was.
She survived 100 years of war.
I don't think she survived all 100.
Nah, she survived two of the stakes. Took the third.
All right. It's tough because we all have pretty good lists, huh? We have longer lists.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to go with, look, you ain't your Huckleberry. I'm taking Doc Holliday.
Okay. Wow.
I'm taking Doc Holliday. I tried to think back to somebody the most famous in the Wild West, and it was him or Wyatt Earp.
I have Davy Crockett on my list.
Davy Crockett on my list.
But only because he's the king of the Wild Frontier.
Davy Crockett, I brought this name up earlier when I was asking people. Him and Daniel Boone are synonymous in my mind.
Oh, yeah, they're the same person.
They're the same person, right?
Those are different people?
Yeah. All right, so I went with Doc Holliday for my final pick, but I would love to go through some of our honorable mentions. I had written the Red Baron, fighter pilot.
You don't get a jet.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Although you guys have stretched the Coliseum at times. And then I had Sitting Bull.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Okay, that's good. Was that the end of yours?
Al Capone.
Okay, so you were really hoping you get to come in with weapons.
Yeah.
I did try to work that in there, yeah.
Okay,
Doc Holliday does.
Well, if he has weapons and we don't, then
no, you get weapons. You get whatever your wheel, whatever you keep on you.
Man,
you think Jack the Ripper was much without his weapons?
Should have drafted Theodore Roosevelt. Give me the bear gun.
That could have been a good pick.
I've got him on my list.
Did you have Teddy on the list?
I do. He's second in line behind Blackbeard the pirate. You know,
was that real? He was real.
He was.
Nice.
Real.
Yeah.
I got Abraham Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln was literally the first name on my list.
See, I would have gone George Washington over Lincoln.
Oh,
military valor.
No, but it's not military. It's at least the American tall tale.
He was a wrestler.
He was a wrestler.
Yeah.
And like known
yeah,
to be
had in, that mask.
Known to, was apparently incredibly strong.
Can't wrestle the Delaware River. I'm just saying.
I got Ragnar Lothbrok, which is
that's
a little
that's made up.
Kind of Viking.
Yeah, he's a Viking.
Okay,
yeah. Awesome. If you watch Vikings, you'd be like, he should be the number one pick. I've got Nikola Tesla, just in case he could.
I had Da Vinci on my list.
Yeah, find
just,
a way to
just
electrocute.
In case.
And my favorite one, the one that I kind of wish I paired with Sun Tzu, because I feel like Sun Tzu's mind and this guy's abilities, we could do some stuff. If I got my other two warriors. Harry Houdini.
Dude, Houdini's on my list, too.
That's crazy.
I mean, if he can get out of things.
Try to find him.
Yeah.
You know?
How many people in there? I just love the thought of you got four warriors from history, and then you guys are like, the magician.
Yeah.
The escape artist.
Well, maybe they chain him up, and they think this is no problem. We'll hold him hostage, and then.
Poof.
Where did Harry go?
That's like drafting who's the famous motorcyclist that jumps?
Evel Knievel?
Evel Knievel. It's the same to me. All right.
He survived so much.
Good.
Do it one more time, Knievel.
Good draft. Knievel, as his friends called him.
What did we learn today?
I learned people love snot. It's disgusting. The poll right now, we'll call it finished. It's still going. It's at 2,144 votes. 52-48 stop sneeze, but still too many people loving giant snot balls.
I learned that there are regular islands and there are fancy islands.
And I learned that I have like actual real deep-seated hatred for the people who are spoiling movies out there.
Yeah, as
you
should.
What? Right to jail.
Straight to jail.
Right to jail. All right, thank you for joining us. Back with another one next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.